The Syrian army continues to battle insurgents across the country. Reports say soldiers have gained the upper hand in homes, but there are still some pockets of resistance in the city's central areas. Troops have cleared some neighborhoods of insurgents as they advance into the city.
We were chasing a terrorist group that had sneaked into the neighborhood here in Jebel Jandali. We're controlling the neighborhood now and can declare it a safe zone. We asked the residents to return to their houses since it's a safe place now.
Meanwhile, intense fighting continues in the districts of Bab Hood and Bab al-Turkman of Homs. An undisclosed number of insurgents have reportedly been killed or wounded in those clashes. To the north, army tanks are said to be moving close to the border with Turkey. Syrian soldiers are also advancing towards the border town of Marat al-Numan, where groups of foreign-backed armed men are still active. There are also reports that more than 100 insurgents have been killed during operations in Aleppo and Latakia. Opposition sources also say that one of their commanders was killed in a shelling in the east of Damascus. Hisham Jaber is a retired major general who joins us from Beirut to give us his perspective on the situation in Syria. Hisham Jaber, thanks for talking to us. First of all, how do you analyze the recent military developments between the Syrian army and the armed groups, especially in Homs, Aleppo, and at Marat al-Numan?
Yes, as we always say, that the Syrian army, after 20 months of the and the 20 months of what happened in Syria and the insurgents were fighting, you know, the Syrian army still control, and still the Syrian armed forces still fighting the insurgents everywhere in Syria. Concerning Homs, of course, it's a very important city for the regime. For this reason, the Syrian armed forces decided to clean it up from the insurgents, and it did succeed. But we have to expect that those insurgents who cannot keep controlling or staying in the same place because they are making a guerrilla warfare, they have to, they may come back, you know, attack and withdraw, attack and withdraw. This is the guerrilla warfare because they cannot face the Syrian armed forces by their classical means. Despite they have been provided by missiles, anti-armors, the Syrian army, in my opinion, did control Homs, and also the same thing it will happen in Aleppo, because the Syrian army cannot give up and leave Aleppo to the insurgents. But we have to expect that those insurgents who are coming and from Turkey and from provided by weapons from Turkey and through Turkey from the Arab countries, they will continue to attack the Syrian armed forces, to make, for example, to cut the highway like they did. The main highway between Damascus and Aleppo was cut for almost 2 hours, but they cannot keep it forever. That means, conclusion, the Syrian armed forces still have control all over Syria, and despite all support the insurgents did receive from everywhere, they couldn't create a buffer zone like they have been promised by Turkey to create it. This is the situation in Syria, and I think, and I repeat, that there is no military solution in Syria at all. Only the political solution will save Syria, because all those insurgents and even external attack or intervention will not solve the problem in Syria, will make it much more complicated. This is the situation, I think, today, and we have every day to expect that insurgent here was kicked out from the armed forces. They may come back, and explosion here, explosion there, and this is the daily agenda in Syria, unless they will find a solution. Second, Syria presented a very good will to coordinate with the Turkish side and to protect the borders and the sovereignty of two countries. And we didn't know that the Turkish reply was positive or not. And Turkey was complaining that some mortars, you know, always came to the to the Turkish soil. At the same time, Turkey is shelling many villages in the Syrian soil near the borders. Syria still, you know, doesn't avoid Syrian regime, trying always to avoid, to provoke the Turkish side and to create a problem with it. Turkish a threat, in my opinion, is a psychological. Turkey is not able or capable or willing to start a war against Syria because the war is not a game at all. The war is very costable. And it will cost human lives, and it will cost a great amount of money. I don't think Turkey is able or ready to pay such money, nor Europe, nor United States of America. That's the situation. We have to live with it and to keep it under control. And I think it will continue in this status quo.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for your thoughts. Hisham Jaber, retired Major General there from Beirut.